I want to read some scripture. The Lord gave me this a couple weeks ago, the book of Genesis, the 5th chapter. I want to read this. I believe we need to hear God's word any time we enter into the house of the Lord in prayer. He said, my house is to be called the house of prayer. And I believe we need God's word every time we enter in. We need to pray. Amen. Every time we enter in. Amen. How many believe God's still in control this morning? Amen.
Amen.
He's still in control of everything. There ain't nothing, amen, that God don't know. The Bible says he knows every sparrow that falls this morning. Amen. He said the very hairs of her head, they are numbered this morning. Not only does he know the count of it, amen, but he knows the number. He knows number one. He knows number two. He knows number 100. He knows number 1,000 this morning. Every one of them is numbered this morning. Amen. I'm just gonna be really brief this morning. I just feel like this is y'all's service. Amen. Amen. And I believe that's what God is telling me this morning. Amen. There's something you need to do. Amen. The Lord wants to open the door of opportunity maybe for you to give a praise or do something for God, or maybe you just need to hear what's being said. I don't know. But certainly want you to mind the Lord. But I've been studying, amen, and I'm going to be just very brief this morning. In the book of Genesis, in the 5th chapter, and been studying about Eve this morning, and walking with the Lord, and how he walked with God, and how others walk with the Lord. And the Bible says in the 22nd chapter, amen, it said, and Enoch walked with God. Amen. Enoch walked with God. 22nd verse, he said, and Enoch walked with God and begat Methuselah 300 years after he begat sons. After that, he begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. Amen. Enoch walked with God, amen, and was not, for God took him this morning. Amen. Enoch walked with the Lord. Amen. I tell you, folks, there's been a time we need to walk with God. We need to walk with the Lord. Amen. The days in which we live. Sin is getting broader in the land. Amen. Troubles are getting all around. And you know, when I look back, and it's been about a year now, since we had them tornadoes and all that troubles, amen, come forth. And then after that, it didn't more get settled. This virus, it come out, amen, the pestilence. And I'm looking and studying last night and about the signs of the time. You know, the Bible says it'd be seas roared, amen, and waves, and amen, and signs in the earth, signs in the moon, and signs in the sun, and all these things. You know, and I've heard John Hagee preaching about and telling about the blood moons that was been about the last few years. And they said, well, that's maybe something to it. Maybe they ain't. I don't know about all that. But the Bible says it'd be signs in the moon. Amen. And signs in the sun. And signs in, when we see signs, we know something. Amen is up. Amen. I was driving my truck the other day, and I just... and I heard a certain sound. I thought, what is that sound? I've never heard that. What is that? And I looked, my gas had got low. Amen. I got a little lazy about putting gas in. That little gas emblem light come on and made a little old ding. And, had a sign. You know what that sign said? Amen. Rob, you better pull over and put some gas in. Amen. Because you're going to run out. Amen. One day in a while. Amen. One day you're going to run out. You're going to run out of gas, and you're going to need some, or you ain't going to be going very far. Amen. And I said, I guess I better stop and put a little gas in this thing, or I won't be going a little far. Well, the Lord give us signs also, amen, about the thing that's come about. Amen. And there's trouble on every hand. You look here, you look there, and it seems like there's one thing happening right after another. You know, and I studied about all the folks last week, several that left this world prematurely. We don't have a promise of another tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow may hold. But you know, Enoch this morning, the Bible says, walk with the Lord. Amen. You know, I might not know, amen. Brother Eric, amen, what tomorrow might hold. You don't know what tomorrow know who holds tomorrow. Amen. I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand this morning. Do we know, amen, whose hand we've got a hold to this morning? Enoch knew, amen, that he had a hold, amen, Brother Don, of a hand of the Lord. He knew, amen, that he walked with God. The Bible says in Hebrews in chapter 11 and verse 5, he said, amen, and Enoch, the seventh from Adam, walked with God and was not, for God, amen, took him this morning. And you know, this morning, folks, he had this testimony, the Bible said, amen, that he pleased the Lord. Amen. You know, I come awful short sometimes.
Me too.
I come awful short. Amen. Sometimes for pleasing, amen, the Lord. But boy, I'll tell you this morning, the Bible said, amen, we walk after the Lord this morning. We reach after, forgetting the things that are behind, amen, and we press forward toward the mark, the prize of the high calling of the Lord. There's a prize that awaits the people, amen, of the Lord this morning. You know, I love the song Melvin and Joyce sang. I love the song we're singing this morning. And amen. And you know, it'll be worth it all one day after a while, folks. It'll be worth it all. Amen. And you know, this world this morning, he said, in this world you'll have trouble. Amen. But he said, be of good comfort. But he said, I have overcome the world this morning. I'm glad this morning we take comfort in the Lord. Enoch walked with the Lord this morning. Amen. The Bible says he had this testimony that he was a friend of the Lord this morning. You know, I'm sure that a lot of times there are things that happened to him that, amen, you know, thought, well, this just don't hardly go right. But he took it to the Lord. He had his trust, amen, in an almighty God this morning. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Our hope is not in this world. Our hope is not. Our folks is trusting the vaccine, and that's good and fine and dandy. But our main hope needs to be in the Lord this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
Our main hope needs to be in the Lord. You know, they had a revival up there, and Brother Rich called revival. And I thought, well, I don't know if I'll go to it. I went up there, but I went a night or two. They had the same ones up there. Amen. And back in September, they had that virus. You know, it just broke out. Boy, I mean, it was really bad. And, you know, it ain't to be taken for granted. Don't get me wrong. Amen. It's not, and I'm not boasting anything, amen, outside of the Lord at this point. I said, you know, everyone that got that up there, you know, that, you know, and had a bad time. Some was in the hospital. But you know what? This morning, God brought everyone up through. Praise the Lord this morning.
Yeah.
Folks, our hope is in the Lord this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Our hope is in the Lord. Enoch had this, amen, testimony that he walked with God. Amen, that he walked with the Lord this morning. I want to jump over to the 6th chapter. Amen. And I'm going to be very brief this morning. I really am. Amen. I want to jump to the 6th chapter. Amen, of Genesis right there. Just right over the next page. Amen. And look to another fellow. Amen, that walked with God this morning. The Bible says, amen, the Bible says it in verse 8. I'm going to look first start verse 8. It said, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. God had got so frustrated, amen, with the things and the wickedness that had gone on, amen, in this world. Amen. The Bible says that it grieved the Lord. Amen, that he had even made man, Brother Marsh. It grieved the Lord that he, in his heart, that he had even made man that got so far away from God, that got so far away from the Lord. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. You know, we've got all these signs and things that's around, and we see folks leaving unexpectedly out of this world, and it makes you wonder, amen, was they right with the Lord? Did they make the most important decision, amen, in their life this morning? I'm going to tell you, you can gain the whole world. You can be the top elite in anything that you pursue this morning. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. If you didn't hit first base this morning, you're doing all the bases. Amen. I mean, if you miss first base, you don't touch that pad. Amen. Go around all the rest of them when you get home. Amen. At the end of the way, amen, if you miss first base, amen, you're eliminated. Mm-hmm. You got to hit first base.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad I hit first base, ain't you?
Amen.
I'm glad. something, hey man, if you ain't hit first base and folks don't, hey man, get things right with Almighty God, hey man, they miss first base. That's the first basis of life. Hey man, that's the first thing that needs to be first. Hey man, is being right with the Lord. God said, I'll give you life and give it to you more abundantly. You know, it's God's good pleasure to give gifts unto men this morning. It's God's good pleasure to do good things for me and you. Amen. But the world has got so wicked. Amen. The world got so wicked. Amen. It's so far. Amen. Away from the Lord. And folks, the world this day and time is getting further and further and further away from the Lord. Amen. And you know, they've even come up with this bill they had this last week. Amen. About the Equality Act. And boy, they're hailing it as something really good. Amen. But it's going to be very detrimental. Amen. To the Christian people. Amen. It's going to be very detrimental. Amen. You can look it up and read about it. Amen. It's all right there. The signs are there this morning. Amen. The signs are there. Amen. The Lord said when you see these things, amen, you know, amen, that the end is near. Things, but I'm going to tell you something. Things about to be wrapped up this morning. Amen. Every time we need to walk with the Lord, we better be walking with the Lord this morning. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And you don't have to be odd to walk with the Lord. You don't have to be strange to walk with the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. You'll be unique walking with the Lord. Amen. There'll be folks, the Bible says even the angels in heaven desire to look into the things that we have. Yeah. Amen. Because we've been bought with the blood this morning. Right. Amen. We've been purchased with a price. Amen. And they walk with the Lord. Amen. But he said that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And though, and he said, these generations are the generations of Noah. Amen. These are the generations of Noah. And Noah was justified and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. Amen. And Noah walked with God this morning. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Amen. And Noah walked with the Lord this morning. Amen. Noah walked with God, the Bible said. Amen. And I want to show you something real briefly right here. Amen. The Bible says that Enoch walked with the Lord. Amen. Enoch walked with God. Amen. And was not. For God took him. Amen. And references that you can read and the things that you can study and most folks feel, amen, that, amen, this is a type, amen, of the translation that Enoch had. Amen. Is a type of rapture that will take place.
That's right.
Amen. That was before, amen, the great judgment.
That's
amen.
Right.
Because Enoch, amen, beget Methuselah. Amen. They were all kin. Amen. Enoch, Methuselah, and Noah. Amen. One writer, amen, a Phillips guy, and, amen, he even wrote, amen, he even believes that Noah preached Methuselah's funeral. Amen. Amen. That's how that he felt this morning. Amen. But there's all right there together. Amen. I mean right there with one another. Amen. And when, amen, Enoch was taken up. Amen. Enoch was taken up. It was a type, amen, of the rapture that will take place. Amen. Enoch walked with the Lord. Folks, I'm going to tell you. Amen. We need to walk with the Lord this day. Amen. Enoch walked with God. And the Bible says it was not. Amen. A type. Amen. Amen. A type. Of being called up, a type of the rapture that will take place. Amen. And Noah, the Bible says, walk with God. Amen. Noah walked with the Lord. Enoch walked with the Lord. Well, why didn't God take Noah, amen, when he took them too? Amen. Why didn't the Lord take Noah too? Amen. Noah walked with God. The Bible said Enoch walked with God. Amen. And Noah walked with God. Amen. Noah, the Bible said, amen. God spoke to Noah and told him to prepare an ark. You know, no doubt, they had talked many years. They had talked many times. They had looked to the Lord, amen, many times. Amen. They had talked about that day, the day that was going to come. Amen. They had talked. They had prayed. They had witnessed. They had preached. Amen, Brother Eric, about this day that will come. Amen, Noah said, you know, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to prepare an ark this morning. Amen, and you know, and a lot of references show, and scholars show today, amen, this was a type of Israel that will be brought through, amen, the tribulation time that will be brought through of the judgment that God. him this morning. Amen. God's word is true this morning. Amen. This morning. I'm glad I made preparation, didn't you? Amen. I ain't perfect this morning. Are you perfect this morning? No. Amen. I'm not perfect. We're not perfect. I have a lot of flaws about me. Amen. And you have them about you too. Amen. Someone said, well, I'm looking for the perfect mate. I'm looking for the perfect job. I'm looking for the perfect church. I'm looking for perfect this and that. You won't find one this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Someone said, I'm looking for the perfect church. Amen. Does it got people in it? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. If it's got people in it, amen, it ain't going to be perfect this morning. Amen. But you know what we do as God's people? Amen. We bear one another. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says love beareth all things. Amen. It endureth all things. Amen. It hopeth all things. Amen. It endures his thing this morning. I mean, that's what perfect love does. And you know, and when, it's about being committed. It's about being devoted. Amen. It's about being separated this morning. Amen. I'll tell you this morning, folks. Amen. Folks want to know that you're a Christian. Amen. You don't have to wear a badge or a shirt saying that you are.
Yeah.
They ought to know it by your conduct this morning.
Amen.
Amen. They ought to know it by our conduct. Amen. How we carry ourselves. I had a lady one time, and I worked with Nissan down there. And amen. And they didn't know one thing about me when I first went down there. They said, Robert said, and she was black. She paid me a really good compliment. I really appreciate it. I never have forgotten. Amen. They said, and she's talked to me. Her husband was a preacher. And she was a dear lady. And she's a black lady. And it's sort of worried. She'd talked to me a lot there and everything. And I'd worked there for several months and everything. And it's sort of weird. They'd look at me, and they all knew where I was from up there. Amen. They said, where are you from? I said, from Hanging Limb. What does that mean? Amen. What does that mean? They said, Robin said, so here you got 0% black people up there where you live at. I said, yeah, you'd be correct. Amen. She said, well, what do you think about us? I said, look, I never was around a black person all my life till after I went to work. I said, but there are people just like we are.
Mm-hmm.
I said, they're the same just like we are. Amen. They need a Savior just like we do. She just ran right there.
Amen.
Right. Amen. And we become friends. And she told me, said, you know what, Robin? Said, she talked to us, said, I know you're a man of God. I said, I really like the way you carry yourself. Said, I can tell you are by the way you carry yourself. Amen. And you was called the way you carry yourself. I didn't have to wear a badge. You don't have to do that this morning.
Mm-hmm.
They can tell the way you carry yourself. I talked to another fellow down there, and his dad was a preacher. There's good people all over the place, folks, I'm telling you. Amen. And they call him Joe Dog. That's what they called him, too. Joe Maxwell was his name. They called him Joe Dog. Amen. And he had a little bit of an attitude about it, a little bit. Their beginning and everything, and he sort of had things in his mind, and amen, and boy, he got warming up to me and everything, and I found out his dad was a preacher. And he knew I was a preacher. He knew I was a preacher. But one day we got to talking there, he was on one side of the car, he was putting on doors, and I was on this side of the car, and I was putting on doors, and I'm telling you, we put on two doors, amen, and fitted them doors with jigs and everything. Amen, in 55 seconds. Amen. Then the next one was right there. I mean, you didn't stand around when you worked at Nissan. Right? You know, that line kept on coming. We was talking there, and he's talking to me, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move in me, and the Word began to, amen, the Word began to just stir up in my heart, and I began to talk. The Spirit of the Lord began to talk. Amen. He looked at me, and his eyes got about that big around. He said, my word. He said, you are a preacher, ain't you? Amen. But I'm going to tell you, folks, we don't have to wear a badge, amen, saying we're a child of God this morning. They ought to be able to see it with us because of the walk with the Lord this morning. Amen. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The devil tell folks, and he tells folks, amen, and he say, you know, you can't do this right, you can't do that right, I just wouldn't even try. That's just what the devil wants us to do this morning. Amen. You know, you're having trouble right over here. You know, you're and problems right here and things just don't seem to be right, I just wouldn't even try to put forth no effort in trying to live for the Lord. That's just what the devil wants to hear this morning. Amen. I've got too much to gain to lose, ain't you?
Amen.
Amen. I've got too much to gain to lose. Amen. The Bible says that Noah walked with God. Amen.
Amen.
And God seen him through this morning. Amen. There's references I can go to. I can go to Isaiah chapter 65. I can go to Jeremiah chapter 30. Amen. You can read there, amen, about Israel, how God will bring them through, how he'll protect them, and how he'll look after them. Bring them through this morning, amen, of this reference that I'm giving you here this morning, amen, but I'm not going to go through all that this morning, but folks, I tell you this morning, time is short this morning, amen, he said the day is at hand, amen, summer's, amen, already passed, amen, spiritually this morning. Amen. The time is at hand. Boy, I tell you, God's give us great signs. Amen. He gives us great things to look at. Amen. He said, and I think about the fear of the Lord. Amen. Being the beginning of wisdom. How folks just don't even consider. Amen. They don't even consider where their soul's welfare may be at. Amen. When this life is over. And I tell you, folks, that's first base this morning.
Amen.
That's the thing we need more than anything in this world. God said, I'll help you through the rest. Amen. Amen. I was hearing that preacher preach. I went for a couple nights at revival. Amen. And Brother Casey Oaks, that's Rudy Oaks' cousin. Amen. He's a preacher. He said, if you've got the best, he said, why settle for the rest this morning? Amen. Mm-hmm. If you've got the best, why settle for the rest? Amen. I'm glad I've got the best this morning. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I listened to him preaching. Boy, his... Amen. He's in the Spirit. Folks, you should preach in the Spirit. You should sing in the Spirit. We sing in the Spirit. Amen. We do. Amen. He took that leg. He threw it up on the pulpit up there. And I thought, my goodness. Amen. The Lord had to be with him to be able to preach. Amen. With his leg on top of that pulpit this morning. Amen. But, I tell you, he said these signs, amen, shall follow them. Amen. That love the Lord this morning. Amen. These things shall follow them this morning that love the Lord. Amen. I want some things following me, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. If I leave this walks of life, amen, I want some things that are following me. Amen. I want a testimony. Amen. I want folks to know that I love the Lord. Amen. I want to leave something good behind. You know, it's good to leave your money behind. It's good to leave your place behind and leave your family in good shape. Amen. But I'll tell you, this is one of the greatest things you can leave behind. Amen. It's a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. For them to go on this morning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I put up a heart. Amen. I'll give you what the Lord has given me this morning. Amen. Does anyone have anything on your heart you need to say? Amen. Maybe you've got another song.
Well, Robbie, I appreciate you to be here this morning. There's a scripture that's burning on my heart this morning.
That's your Lord.
It says in Luke chapter 7.
That's your Jesus.
Jesus was in a Pharisee's house named Simon. And there was a woman that come by. And she had an alabaster box of ointment.
Amen.
And it said that she stood at Jesus' feet and behind him weeping began to wash his feet with tears.
Amen.
And wiped his feet with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with ointment. And when the Pharisee, which bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner.
Amen.
And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. He said, there was a certain creditor which had two debtors.
Amen.
One of them owed 500 pence. And the other 50.
Amen.
When they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both.
Amen.
He said, tell me therefore, which of them will love him most?
Amen.
Simon said, answered,
amen. Praise the Lord. Praise,
I suppose, Lord. He to whom he forgave most.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And he said, thou hast rightly judged, folks. I'm telling you, sometimes... I feel like the one that God forgave the most.
Amen. Amen, brother.
feel so low sometimes.
Yeah,
amen. I know what Paul, when he said, I feel like I'm the cheapest of sinners.
Yeah.
But I'm glad God forgave me. I'm glad that He loves me. I'm glad that He accepts me back. Amen. When I fall short. Amen. Just like He said, ain't nobody perfect.
Yeah.
All have fallen short of the glory of God, but I'm glad that He loves us enough. Amen. To accept us in the family, to accept us with open arms. He didn't die in vain. Amen.
Praise God.
But I'm glad today. Amen. I love Him because He first loved me.
Amen.
Thank God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want Don to come just give us a sign. Let's stand this morning.